Understanding physics may seem daunting, but mechanical engineer, writer, and musician Christine McKinley wants you to know it's all just chaos and it should be fun. The former Anchorage resident and author of Physics for Rockstars will be back in her childhood city for a science pub at the Taproot Public House on Sunday. McKinley acknowledges that in the past, there's been an educational bias against girls in science, engineering, and math career paths. But she told APRN's Lori Townsend that too often, the negative pressure starts with families, as she recently found while working on a park project in Portland.
I was doing some air measuring, and I had this little tool in hand, and there was this maybe three-year-old girl who was really interested in what I was doing, so I showed her the instrument, and her grandma was sitting there, and the little girl asked me what I did, and I told her I was an engineer, and I said, you might want to be an engineer, and the grandma interrupted and said, oh, no, that's too much math for you.
Ouch.
She's 3 years old. Let her decide. So I think math is hard for everybody, and to our sons, we maybe say, you know, you got to keep plugging away. This is important, and to our daughters, we go, oh, that's okay. You don't have to do that.
There's a big push for the STEM classes, science, technology, engineering, math. It's being promoted as the best path for jobs of the future. You were talking about that when you were saying you wanted to see what would be a good career path for yourself. Do you see this engaging young women as much as young men in this new kind of push for these STEM courses?
Well, I know there's some great attention being paid now to get young women to at least consider STEM fields. And that's all I ever want to do. It's odd to me that it's about 7% of mechanical engineers are women. And that hasn't changed much since I graduated from college forever ago. So I would just hope that with all the STEM information out there, that everyone, boys and girls, choose the thing that they're best at. So if that means that you are going to be an innovative fashion designer, great, go do it. Or an engineer, go do it. But I think that what we've done in the past decades is we've just missed getting the message out to everybody.
If everything we do creates more chaos, how should we think about the impact of our actions? Or should we not get paranoid about how we may be affecting other things?
I think if what we can practice and we can become really good at is sort of pulling out the camera lens. If you're sort of watching a movie of your life, the ability and just the practice of like, let's pull out and look at a wide view. What am I doing that affects everybody and everything around me? And then be able to go, yeah, okay, I can live with that. And then focus back in on your everyday actions. Just that action, a sort of pulling back and focusing back in, is a very mature and grown up and thoughtful action. If we were to just use physics, if only just to practice that, that would be a good enough use for some people.
What else will you focus on during your presentation at the Science Pub? What are you hoping to convey and have people take away from it?
What I would love is I know that the people that go to the Science Pub, they're very educated. I mean, I'm going to be speaking to people with PhDs. I'll be speaking to people that maybe never took a physics course. So I've got both ends. And in order to keep everybody engaged, what I think I need to do is for the people that have PhDs and already understand the laws of energy inside and out, give them ideas and ways to speak to non-physics people about these ideas. So I'm hoping that if I present this in a way that's funny and sticky and maybe new to a science person, that they'll know how to then be a good science missionary to people who aren't maybe, who didn't take physics. And of course, for the people who are just there drinking beer and don't know what I'm doing there, I hope that it'll just pique their curiosity. Like, oh, I thought I wasn't a physics and math person, but this sounds interesting. This I could get into.
Your book is titled Physics for Rockstars, Making the Laws of the Universe Work for You. How do we do that, Christine? I think a lot of us could use a little bit of universal assistance.
Yeah, I really truly believe this. I know it sounds a little bit kooky, like I'm starting a cult, but I really truly believe that if you understand the laws, just the basic, you know, what you learn in high school physics, the basic laws of motion and energy and gravity, then you start to learn a way of thinking that helps you navigate your personal life, your dating life, what you wear. I truly believe that. And in the book, I also give examples that you can use if you are a rock star or a secret agent or a fashion model, ways that you can apply physics to stay out of trouble.
All right. Well, my last question, Christine, is what are your thoughts about infinity? Are things infinite or not?
Yes, things are infinite. Yeah. Yeah, and like many, you know, like many other concepts that are sort of scientific in nature, it's also just a human question. It's one of those riddles that just almost paralyzes our brain, and there are plenty more of those in modern physics.
Mechanical engineer Christine McKinley is a self-described thermodynamics geek. She's the author of Physics for Rockstars, Making the Laws of the Universe Work for You. And she'll be speaking at the Science Pub at the Taproot Public House on Sunday the 8th at 4 p.m. She was speaking with APRN's Lori Townsend.